The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I'm here in Dubai at the World Blockchain Summit. I've got with me today Tony Tran of Alpha Enzo. Mate, thanks so much for being on the show.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Look, my introductions aren't very good. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay.
And what brought you to where you are now?
All right. Excellent. I've been a blockchain technologist for the past 3.5 years and have built some pretty incredible experiences for Fortune 50 clients.
Wow.
Over in the past 13 years of working. My background was in engineering, and that's what I've been doing. But more or less the past 4.5 years, I've been focusing on user experience. And that's really what I'm trying to bring to blockchain at the moment. It's really bringing a clearer focus back to user experience and design. Versus, you know, speaking strictly from the protocol. And so that's that's what I've been doing for the past probably 6-7 years.
Wow.
So far.
Well, I mean, it's something in the space right now that we talk about mass adoption.
Yeah.
We want it, right?
Yes, correct.
We need mass
we
adoption.
Need it.
We want to have it. So, I mean, we know there are hurdles. I mean, we've seen so many projects come out. Look, January of this year, December, how many ICOs were they?
Correct.
And they've just raised and gone, boof.
Yeah.
The rubber's hit the road and they are just burning it. They are not doing anything.
Correct.
They're burning it figuratively and literally as Ethereum's prices drop and they've raised in Ethereum. How are you bringing things out that are, I guess, connecting with people?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing? How do you bring us in?
Yeah, that's a perfect surmise of exactly what's been going on with blockchain. And I think there's been an incredible lack of a focus from just, you know, the basics of how to build really strong core technical business, right? How do you deliver core value? And it's not just protocol, right? Blockchain is not a panacea. It is not something that, you know, oh, my business is a blockchain. It's blockchain on this, blockchain on that.
Yeah, the go-to word,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, correct. I mean, if you build it, they will not come. That's just not how the world works.
Yeah.
And so one of the key things I've been focusing on is, well, how do we get blockchain to resonate with the common people, right?
Yes.
With just everybody.
Yep.
If we really look at how the world has been, in particular with the evolution of the personal computing and then with the internet, what we have seen is precisely this. In the past, when during the PC era, we had hardware and software being, you know, a major interchange, but what really pushed it to the forefront is essentially user experience, right? And you know, all of the companies, the largest companies in the world, have made it possible, and you know, it's enabled them to build such incredible strength. It's all from user experience. So let's take a look at FAMGA, for example, right? Facebook, social user experience.
Yeah, nailed it.
Apple. That's all about, you know, devices, but in particular, it's the mouse and the multi-gesture, right? And so that's user experience. Microsoft, that's all software, that's all at the shell level. And, you know, Amazon, that's shopping user experience. Google, it's a search bar. And so, you know, when we take a look at all of these, what we realize is that, you know, it's really user experience that is the key.
Yeah.
And so, to me, the race should not be about, you know, who's got the hottest protocol. The race should be about identifying what's next in terms of the actual thing, the actual shell that would deliver to the world. And so, you know, the world digests technical information from user interfaces, not the other way around.
Yeah.
You go out there and you just tell a random person, hey, you know, I've got a protocol that does this.
Well, Wooshka.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really think about it from the perspective of the cart and the horse. You know, protocols are the horses, but it's really the cart that people get into.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Yeah, I love an analogy.
Thank you. That's a good one.
I might use that.
Yeah, no, my pleasure.
But look, it makes sense. I mean, we often reference the internet when it comes to blockchain.
Yeah, yeah.
For obvious reasons. It was an amazing technology that changed the way we did business.
Right,
and even interacted with each other. I mean, you mentioned Facebook.
Yeah.
Can you remember back in the early 2000s, people saying, one day you will be able to have anything you wish to have ordered to your front door and you'll order off the internet. Oh, come on, it's not going to happen.
right.
What are we doing at the moment that, like, or what are you doing at the moment?
Right.
That you see as being a big breakthrough, because we need to have, we're not connecting with the end user. And we see it at events like this, not just from the presenters that are pitching a project, because usually they talk to the 1%.
Yeah.
They talk about all the tech, and it's like, I don't want to know about
exactly,
that, man.
Exactly.
Tell me as an investor, tell me what you're doing, what your vision is, and how the hell are you going to execute that? So what are you guys doing at the moment to connect or try and connect with the audience, which is the people?
Right. So, you know, one of the things that that has been a remarkable discovery for us over the past 2.5 years of working in the space is that we have actually devised a way to deliver blockchain to the mass, right? To really deliver mass adoption.
Yep.
And in doing so, what we realized is that every single one of these businesses, the main thing that they're lacking is time.
Yeah.
So now time has been in the face, right? That's exactly where it is. And so what is the last thing that people need to connect, right? And so, you know, you've got FAMGA connecting all of the known platforms, right? So what is the final platform that we can actually deliver blockchain to the mass? Yeah. And so we came to realize that what is blockchain is basically a recording of something that happens in time.
Yeah.
And so we have, over the past 2 years, have patented an interface that essentially gives you a connected calendar. It's a socially connected calendar whereby, you know, you can actually go back to the past and post a picture of your baby picture.
Okay.
Or you can go to the future and post an event that you haven't, that you're gonna have, but everybody's gonna see that broadcasted. Right. Well, how do we do that today? It's very hard. You have to use so many different apps to get there, whereas for us, you know, it's just one fell swoop. Because the way that we experience time is actually horizontal. You see, Facebook basically evolved from early computing days, and then they were able to retrofit that evolution into a mobile device. And so what they're doing is they're giving you this one single directional flow of content. It's like having blinders on, you know? They are injecting advertisement as you pass by.
Yes, yes.
But actually, how you experience time is not like this. It's actually horizontal. And so we've got this one patent experience where the present is right in front of you, the past is right to the left, and the right is the future.
The future.
It's just one fluid flow. I can go back to any point in time and post. So if you went to a friend's birthday party last week and you took a bunch of pictures, you might not have time to post on Facebook.
But you can go back and put it back on that day to give you a life memory.
Correct, correct.
Okay.
Because we basically, you know, derive meaning from juxtapositioning time. That's what gives us context. That's what gives us meaning. And, you know, as human beings, as just natural storytellers, we need that context. And so many of these companies, they have extracted time in order to do what? In order to convince you of a certain reality that's not real.
And getting your attention, let's
correct.
Be honest.
Exactly.
They want your attention.
Right, so if you're browsing for, you've been browsing and looking at a sneaker, they'll take stuff from all across time and making you think that this is what's hot right now.
Buy the sneaker, buy the
exactly.
sneaker.
Exactly, when in reality, you know, people are already beyond that. And so they've taken time out of the equation so that they can give you a false context, and that's really, really bad. And so we can use blockchain to enable this incredible new user interface. That's going to change everything.
Mate, you know what I love about doing this job? I get to learn so much stuff like this. I mean,
thank you.
How far along are you? And I mean, it's a huge undertaking, right?
It is extremely, extremely
huge.
Where
are you up to?
You know,
like, realistically, can you do this thing?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And that's what we wanted to come to the World Blockchain Summit today, is essentially to showcase that we have a working prototype. We
have more than
a prototype. We have something that is that you can see pretty much in the flash at near launch state. And in conjunction with this incredible user experience are three protocols that we hope to really help bring this experience into the world. One of them is called the Samaritan Protocol.
Okay.
It's like an Uber for people. Basically, it's proof of stake.
Yep.
So you stake a certain amount in the system. Somebody can call you over to verify your transactions physically, right? And so how do we blend the physical and the digital together?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's these protocols that we're introducing to the world that's going to do that.
So you're linking the physical with the, I guess, with the internet world.
Correct.
There's two types of people, right?
Yeah.
There's your online persona and profile, and then there's me in front of your face
exactly.
right now. You are creating a protocol that links the two together to verify.
Right. Yes. For example, our handshake protocol, when you come to buy something from somebody on like a used marketplace like Craigslist or something like that, you would basically, you know, go there maybe with cash or, you know, whatever it is that you've agreed to, right? But you can't be ascertained, you know, the buyer yourself, you know, you don't know if the guy's got the product,
yeah.
And then the guy doesn't know if you have cash or not, right? So what if there was a protocol that's tied to the blockchain whereby when you agree to something, basically a QR code shows up,
yep.
And that represents the product. When you get there, you see the product, and when you scan that QR code to say that you've accepted it, another QR code pops up, he scans that, and he gets the money. Right,
yeah,
and
right.
So this entire thing can, you know, go through on a trustless basis. However, there will be time when you're selling something or you're buying something that's a little expensive. How do you get somebody to come and verify for you? Use Samaritan Protocol,
yeah, okay.
To call somebody over.
And it verifies the fact that a buyer and seller met, and there can't be any funny business. Not that it happens all that often,
yes.
But it eliminates the potential for that
yes.
threatening situation to occur.
Correct. And then that can be also extended, you know, at a global level, whereby if I was sitting here and I'm looking at something in China or in Vietnam, and I want to buy that item,
yep.
How can I be?
Yeah.
How can I know for sure?
You send
right?
the money and you just
right?
hope they give it back,
correct.
Right?
Correct. And, this, you know, for the most part, today's social milieu, basically that's just reputation-based, right? But what if, you know, a kid who's just starting out, he has no
yeah,
reputation.
Yeah, they haven't got that reputation.
Yes.
Like in eBay, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So eBay's the middle man, so to
yep,
speak,
yep.
right? And they take their cut for the transaction, and that's
right.
the trust
yes.
that occurs.
Yes.
We can cut out that middle man, therefore cutting out that cost, cutting out that
right,
fee,
right.
linking human to human through a direct protocol built on trust.
That's right, that's right.
That's what you're doing.
Exactly, exactly.
Now,
and then, of course, the protocol, you can't just put a protocol out there and expect somebody to use it. That's why we
but
went...
many do, though.
Yes,
many
correct.
Do.
And to me, that's one reason why things are just not looking so good. And so that's why we went ahead and really built the entire platform first.
Yep.
So that people can experience this firsthand, you know, from a visual perspective. And it's easy to use.
Mate, you've got so much going on in the space yep. right now. I can't wait to hear what you have to say today, actually.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. Now, before we move on, I want to ask you one question that I ask all guests.
Sure.
Who are qualified? And I'm getting that you're pretty qualified on this one, mate.
Right.
We talked earlier about the internet and blockchain being compared quite frequently.
Right.
Now, are we in 1993 or are we in the year 2000? Are we beyond or before when we look at the timeline of where blockchain is
right
now? Are we more 1993 or 2000? Have you got a year of where you think blockchain sits within that internet boom or internet maturity period?
I think we're somewhere midway. I think certain protocols are proving themselves out. I think really the meek and the weak have already been, you know, it's going to disappear
yeah.
right now. And I think blockchain at the moment, a business would have to show kind of incredible progress,
yeah.
incredible real things in order to, you know, just, you know, through an ICO acquire that level of capital, right? I mean, so far, there's just been no proof. It's just white paper. And I think we've passed that. We're way beyond that.
We need a bit more.
Yeah, we need a lot more.
Investors are becoming smarter.
Correct.
VCs are becoming more involved in this space.
Right.
A new form of educated money is coming in.
Exactly.
We need projects like yours to be guiding them and executing as well.
Right.
So,
that's exactly it.
Tony, look, where can the guys and girls that are watching and listening to this find out more information about you and what you're doing? Let them know.
Please come join us. We are on alphaenzo.com and alphaenzo.io, but also come join us in our Telegram channel at t.me/alphaenzo.io.
Mate, it's been an absolute pleasure having your
excellent.
Time. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much for your time.
Enjoy Dubai,
no,
enjoy
sure.
the show,
yeah.
and thank
it's
you for being
fun.
On the Tradercom Crypto
excellent.
Show. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com because experience matters.